The name of the program is Computers for Learning Program, and it is actually a program that was established to comply with an executive order, 12999, that was signed by President Clinton back in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, this program allows all schools, whether they're public schools, private schools, and parochial, as well as 501c3s that have an educational component,
mm-hmm.
to be eligible to receive gently used laptops that are probably about 2 or 3 years old, either from my agency, GSA, and or other federal agencies around the country. But more specifically for the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas, federal agencies that are in our immediate jurisdiction.
So they're getting stuff that you can't use anymore. It's going through its, you know, the agency goes through its normal refresh cycle. It doesn't work for you guys anymore, but a two-year-old computer at a school that doesn't have a big budget, that's a godsend probably.
Exactly. You hit it right. You hit the nail right on the head, Francis, especially in this budgetary and economic climate. You know, I would think that we would have folks lined up from schools at our warehouse. When I got sworn in as regional administrator about a year ago, I was made aware of our program. We'd had, you know, some successes with it, but I really wanted to elevate the program, Francis. You know, we do a great job at GSA, especially in the National Capital Region, with respect to building, leasing, and constructing federal buildings. I really wanted us to be a little bit more boots on the ground with respect to building community collaboratives and, you know, what are we doing in these communities in which we are building, leasing, and constructing.
So a school, how does a school get in contact with you, or how do you get in contact with a school to say, hey, we got stuff and you could have it if you can go through the whatever hoops you got to go through?
Well, we have a website that is set up dedicated solely to this program. It is www.computers.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's www.computersforlearning.gov. And what we've tried to do is, in addition to having the website, we have gone, we started in D.C. last March and have just simply done a whole relaunch of the program. We did a relaunch at Kramer Middle School in Southeast, which is in very close proximity to our St. Elizabeth region development project. That project, as listeners will recall, is the second largest federal construction in history.
Mm-hmm.
Once we got made aware of the school, we're really concerned once we heard that that school had only 3 working computers for close to 300 middle school students.
Ouch.
We jumped in, became boots on the ground. We hosted an event there in which we actually donated initially 32 laptops and docking stations and printers to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we subsequently have donated about 100 more. But Kramer has really turned into a success story ever since we've done the collaboration. And since that time, other federal agencies have partnered with the school, and John Hopkins has come in and done some online training with the kids, and we are just simply pleased that we just learned recently that the literacy rate at the school has increased now by 25%. So it's one of the best turnaround stories that we've heard of in a while, and we were very pleased that GSA was a part of that.
Now, you kind of touched on where I wanted to go next, which is if I'm at another agency and I know that there's a couple of pallets of stuff sitting downstairs with plastic wrap all over it that's going to go somewhere, how can I do something like this?
Well, we do work very closely with the other federal agencies. And then also, once listeners log on to www.computersforlearning.com, viewers in our area are very, very lucky in the sense that this is a national program. So anyone else across the country, their main means for participating in the program would essentially be specific only to the website. But because we have a warehouse located here,
mm-hmm.
in Springfield, Virginia, that is open to the public as well, our viewers and our listeners would have a twofold hit. So they have the luxury of either going to the website and or they can also go to the warehouse to check out all the goods and eyeball them for themselves.
This is a terrific sounding program, Julia. Congratulations on the work that you're doing, and I appreciate you being on with me to talk about it this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Francis.
Happy to have you.